My thought invites what becomes my pleasant memories. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the instant inspiration. My thought becomes, my thought invites what becomes my pleasant memories. My thought invites what becomes my pleasant memories. That's the topic I chose. Now, how does our thought invite things that become our pleasant memories? It means that these are choices we made. So every experience that we should have, every experience that we have in our life, no matter what it is, should be a pleasant memory when it is completed. But unfortunately, they're not all pleasant memories. However, our divine makeup, our psychological divine makeup is designed in such a way that we do not remember the unhappy things that happened to us. The only times we remember the unhappy things that happened to us is when some counselor or psychiatrist or psychologist or some minister gets their nose in there and says, well, now, let's first understand what happened. Then we can go into the solution. Well, all they're doing, if I may be so bold, is to having an interest in your business. If they were in their business, which should be getting you on the right track, then they would say, now, forget all that. There's nothing you can do about that. There's nothing you can change about that. That exists however you exist. Now, what is it that you want to put into motion for yourself? What condition are you going to put into practice for yourself? Are you going to continue hating your father just because your father did something bad? Or are you going to start saying, I love my father? I love my father because he is my father. He's the only father I'll ever have. And therefore, I love him regardless of the fact that he used to beat the hell out of me. You know. And psychologically, you say, that was a terrible thing. Oh, that gave me bad memories and bad feelings. No, it didn't. What gave you bad memories and bad feelings is what other people told you that he would beat the living daylights out of you. What gave you bad memories and bad feelings is what the other kids in the family told you. And what your relatives told you, and what your mother told you just before she divorced him, you know. That's what it's all about, and that's a lot of nonsense, and a lot of, he's not all bad. He's your father. You're like him. So, your mother married him. She married a fantastic man. She believed he is the greatest guy in the world, so she married him. So, therefore, he has great qualities in him. Now, concentrate on those great qualities. Concentrate on the beauty and the wonder and the magic of your father, because he certainly is a good man. And see that and draw that forth and become, instead of your father's enemy, become your father's best friend. Although I don't like to use the word friend, but become your father's best friend. There doesn't seem to be another word that fits that particular thing. You're not having a relationship with your father. You're not having a feeling of possession with him. You don't want to live with him or not live with him. You just want to have him in your memory as a lovely memory. Now, as you go through your memories and you clean up the attitudes you have about yourself and the relationships you have, whenever they come up, don't dig them up. Whenever they come up, instantly say, my mother must have had a good reason for doing what she did, and I love her, and I know she loves me. I love her, I love her, I love her. And you say of your husband or your wife, whatever the case may be, you say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. Does divine order mean a divorce? No. Does it mean unhappy memories? No. It means putting the past into current focus right now. Now, if you wish, you have the ability to create your world 100% the way you like it right now. You have the ability to speak your word for the most high and greatest possibility that you can ever experience. Wholeness, beauty, harmony, peace, love, joy. You have that a possibility. However, that possibility is not ours. If we concentrate on the negative, it is ours if we concentrate on the positive. Now, I don't remember anything about the many times I broke my legs as a child. I was always the runt of the family until my little brother came along, But I was always a runt of the family, and I was chasing after my older brothers and sister and wanting to be with them as they played games and ran across the street. And I always came across the street after everybody, the cars thought everybody had passed. Then there I come, trucking along, and pow, they send me up in the sky, and I have a broken leg. And I don't remember anything about it. Nothing. Those are not unhappy memories, because they didn't tell me, oh, that terrible driver, he was very uncautious, and he was, you know, blah, blah, blah. They never said that. I don't remember hearing one word. All I remember is that I had a broken leg, and that I went to the hospital and had a cast put on. Oh, I loved casts. And then everybody write on the cast. And then they give me chocolate-covered cherries. I remember that. Oh, I remember that so well. I don't think I remember it because I remember eating them, but I remember them telling me that I was smearing up my bed with chocolate-covered cherries and my books with chocolate-covered cherries. Perhaps I did have chocolate-covered cherries. All I remember is that I had a wonderful childhood. I had a great childhood. My brothers and sisters were such fun to be with because they went their own way and I never saw them, you know. And it was wonderful. And my younger brother, he was a pain in the neck because he was always wanting to be with me because my brothers and sisters didn't want him with them. But, hey, that's all part of life. I don't hate my brothers and sisters. I don't hate my younger brother. But I just have a laughing memory of him because he never was close to anybody in the family. He just went off and did his own thing and lived his own life as Ray, my older brother, did. And my sisters, they were sort of in and out of the family. We were far enough apart, what is it, two or three years apart, that we were on different age levels and different game levels. But my thought invites what becomes my pleasant memories. What thought am I inviting into my life? Am I inviting the happy thoughts? Oh, yes. Am I inviting the joyous thoughts? Oh, yes. Herb, you're bringing back these old memories. I said, no, no. I'm reliving them in the present tense. I am not bringing back old memories, and besides which, my memories are all good and all wonderful. Well, your memory of Howie wasn't wonderful. Yes, it is. It was perfectly wonderful. He was just doing a normal thing like normal kids do, and he happened to be the best-looking kid in the family, and he got his name and his picture in a baby magazine for being the cutest baby in the world, the Gerber baby. But, you know, what the heck? Bless his heart. We didn't make it. He did. But that's fun, you know. That's fun. It's just the way things are, you know. And when we invite into our memories whatever we want to, we invite what becomes our pleasant memories. And that's a pleasant memory for me. I'm so happy for the family that we had a kid that was so beautiful, you know. Sorry it wasn't us. But that's okay. What the heck. And
you were the brother of such a
kid. I was the brother of the most handsome kid in the world, yeah. Mm-hmm, that's right, until the next baby contest was held. But that's always good. That's always good. And the Leon quintuplets were doing their thing when we were growing up. We were virtually growing up at the same time they were growing up. And they were from Canada, you know, the five girls. And it was just a beautiful experience. We were sort of part of their family, even though we were not in their family. Mm-hmm. But these are memories of joy that I invite because they have no unhappiness about them, because I don't allow them to be unhappy. I only allow them to be wonderful and uplifting and supportive and desirable, because that's what life's all about. That's what life's all about, to be yourself and have fun. Can you say that that my thought invites what becomes my pleasant memories? Can you say that for yourself? Can you say that your thought invites it? I don't care what happened yesterday or the day before with your thought. I'm caring right now what happens right this minute. What's happening right this minute with your thought? And please don't speak up and answer this unless you want to. But Ellen, what's your thought about Diego and Jeremini? I'm Jeremy. Diego and Giacomo. Wonderful kid. And Lorenza. And what's your thought about Mariella and Massimo and his crew? And what's your thought about all these other people in the world? What's your thought about them?
All is in divine order.
That's not what I wanted to hear.
Oh, okay.
Your thought is, they're wonderful.
Okay.
I mean, this is your chance to My thought invites what becomes my pleasant memories. Now,
yeah, all wonderful.
You see, no judgment.
Yeah.
They're fantastic. And how's your old man?
Great.
Ingeborg?
Great.
He's good, huh? Yeah. And how's he getting along without you?
Fine.
Fine. I like that. Fine. You know, I'm important to him yet, and that's good.
He's used to now.
Being without you, huh? But, and you're used to being without him because you both are just doing your own thing and having a great time. And the memories you have, his memories of you must be fantastic because he always wants you back. Now, your memories of him can't be too bad either because you always want to go and visit him. You know, every time you're in Europe, you want to go and visit the old boy. And that's just fine. You know, what the heck? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. And Sylvia, what do you do? My goodness. Every time Sylvia thinks of her family, she thinks of her rotten little brother who always gave her a hard time, always made things tough for her. And she thinks how terrible he was and how unhappy he was. Is that what you think?
No.
No! What do you think?
Fantastic, most fantastic brothers and sisters.
There you go. And who created that brother in your life?
Oh, mm-hmm. I did.
And who created that silly mother in your life?
I did.
And who created that
that wonderful, beautiful mother.
Well, you know what silly means?
Silly?
Lovable.
Oh,
affectionate.
Lovable. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Adorable,
right.
You know.
Okay. Yeah.
You're just a silly person, you know.
You got it.
Yeah. Always full of laughter and joy and peace and harmony and love and such
right,
reason.
Yeah.
And that idiotic father of yours, he never allowed anything to stop him from doing what he wanted to do. When he had an idea in his mind, he went to do it and did it, and he did a good job. And everybody admired him for it, and they say, wow, I didn't know you could do that. And he said, that's true, but I did. And you did, because you created him that way. See, when we create beautiful things, and we invite beautiful experiences from our thought to be in our memory. And live in the present tense. You can have the flashbacks, you can have all that information, but you're living it right here in the present tense. And because you're living it in the present tense, you might as well have it turn out exactly the way it should turn out, or it could turn out, or it would turn out if you had had your head together at the time it happened in the beginning. But leave it alone. Leave it alone. It's all past. Now we live in the present. And what's Diego doing in the present?
Having fun.
I like that. I like that. What's Lorenzo doing in the present?
Having fun.
And what's Giacomo doing?
Having fun.
He's having fun too. And what's Lily doing?
Ah, having lots of fun.
Lily's the lover of the family, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's the little puppy dog, the little glue that brings the whole family back together again in happy harmony. Because they're all out doing their wonderful things, and they always come back to Lily. And that's true. Everybody can hug Lily, and it doesn't make any difference, you know, because that's the way it goes when you have a pet. Okay, my thought invites what becomes my pleasant memories. So let's make our thoughts positive, dynamic, forceful, beautiful, fulfilling, rewarding in every way, and then they are the root of our memories, but we want to leave that alone too, in the now. They are the root of the now. So, you all have a nice afternoon. I'm happy to have spent these few moments with you. And I love you, I love you, I love you.